It's 104.9 FM WIHS with the thought for today. His word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Well, joining us now is Rob Hutter and Norma Kerwin of Safe Harbor Christian Counseling. Good morning to the both of you. How are you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. We're doing well.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Praise God. I'm excited to hear about what Safe Harbor Christian Counseling is all about, because some people may feel more comfortable coming to a Christ-centered organization like yours. But before we get into Safe Harbor and what it's all about, I'd like to let our listening audience know who the man of God is, who the woman of God is. Let's start off with you, Rob. What's your journey to Christ?
My journey to Christ is this. It's very interesting. Started out growing up going to church as a kid, going to Catholic church. It was something we did as a child every weekend. It was something I didn't really think too much about growing up. And the interesting thing about it, as I was going into middle school, actually called it junior high school when I was going to school, I befriended someone who ended up having more of a Christian background. So his pastor came to visit when we were visiting the house, and he was talking to us about Jesus, and he found out I was Catholic, and he wanted to know if I was saved, and I had no answers for him. And so after that conversation, it kind of felt uncomfortable for me. I didn't know what to say. Fast forward into high school, I had other ways God was drawing me. Jehovah's Witnesses came to my door, and they were asking me questions about my faith. I had no answers for them. I just knew that I grew up Catholic, and I'm like, okay, what do I say to these people? My mother was horrified that I let them in the house. And so I said, yeah, but I wish I had answers for these people. I don't know. I know I go to the Catholic Church. I believe in Jesus. At least I think I do. And she's like, well, you know, if you want to know more about this, there's a Bible study at our church. And I'm like, no, I don't really want to do that. I'm not really into that stuff. So they came back again. And me being young and being a little bit full of myself in my teens, I basically gave them a hard time, and I could see that they were trying to work on me. And I still had no answers for them. And so I finally gave in. I said to my mom, okay, Mom, I'll go with you to this Bible study. And so we ended up buying a couple of Bibles. I'd never read the Bible before. I'd seen the Bible at home. Got to look at the pictures of the apostles on the back. They actually had photographs, so that's about it. We got to a Bible study in the Catholic Church, and the priest was teaching the gospel. Mm. And he also talked about salvation. He talked about what it meant to be a saved person. And this is the first time I ever heard of that. I've heard a lot within the church, but that was news to me. And it really grabbed my heart. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know this. And I gave my life to Jesus Christ in the church. Through a whole set of circumstances, I ended up leaving the Catholic Church and ended up at a non-denominational church after that. And so, yeah, I've been walking with the Lord since 1982.
Amen.
Yeah.
Born and raised where?
Fairfield, Connecticut. Actually, I was born in New York City in Queens. And when we were 2 years old, I came to here. My dad's business brought us here. He worked for a company that moved up to Connecticut, and have a sister and two other brothers. Yeah.
Amen. Norma.
Yes.
Norma Kerwin joining us along with Rob Hutter. What's your story?
Well, I was born and raised in a Christian family, Lutheran church. And as Rob mentioned, it was part of our life. We went to church on Sundays. I went to parochial schools through high school. But I have to say that even though we did learn scripture, we learned the catechism and so on and so forth, I really did not understand what it meant to have a personal relationship with Christ. And maybe I missed the message somehow, but I don't recall that really being emphasized in the church as I grew up. So the seeds were planted, and they were good seeds. They were planted deeply, but I did not feel that I was really walking with Christ. I believed in him as my savior, but I didn't really know what it meant to walk with him. After a kind of a convoluted period of my life where I was definitely seeking answers and seeking truth, not always in the right places. But that being said, I was introduced to a non-denominational church also, and it's the same church that Rob goes to. And I went to that church through a friend's invitation, and I said, this is it. This is my church home, and I never looked back. And since then, it's been a process of God drawing me closer to him through reading of Scripture, through fellowship, through serving him, through prayer. And, it's just been a phenomenal growth under those kinds of circumstances. And even through COVID, I was working full-time at that time, and I was commuting to Stanford, and my life was very busy, a single mom. And when I started doing telehealth work, that gave me an hour in the morning to get into devotion and to pray. Something I'd never done throughout my life was really to devote time to be with the Lord. And I think that was a real turning point for me as well. And then actually, the first Bible class, I was serving in the church, but I wasn't attending Bible classes because I was ushering at the 10 o'clock service where most of them were presented. But I decided I'm going to start in a Bible class. And the first Bible class I went to was Rob and his lovely wife, Lisa. And
she was a great student. She was awesome. Very attentive. Yes, wanted to learn. She was nice. Perfect. Yeah.
Well, it was a great Bible class. And that's how I met Rob and Lisa. I'd seen them at church. We greeted one another, but it was a wonderful opportunity. And that was another turning point, and that was how I learned about Safe Harbor Christian Counseling, because I have my background is working for not-for-profit secular agencies for decades. I was an administrator, I was a therapist, and even though there were aspects of the work I enjoyed enormously, there were aspects of it that increasingly became very frustrating for me, because I could only work in a secular way, unless the client specifically wanted to work, with Scripture being introduced.
And
that's unusual. Now, of course, I always worked from a Christian worldview, but you can't bring in Scripture under those circumstances.
Right. If you're just joining us, we are with Rob Hutter, licensed professional counselor, and Norma Kerwin, clinical therapist of Safe Harbor Christian Counseling. We just heard about your background, Norma. Your background, Rob.
Well, I mean, my background wasn't in Christian counseling. I started out as a graphic designer, so I had worked doing that for many years, and that was the natural talent that I had. Even as a child, everyone's like, oh, this kid's going to be an artist. You know, we all know that's what he's going to do. And I did that for a while, but God took me out of that, put me on a totally different track in life. And through a set of circumstances, quite a long story, not enough time to tell you about here. I ended up going back to school. A little bit surprising to me, because at the time, God really grabbed hold of my heart. And I'm like, I really could see myself being a Christian counselor. And it was just shocking to me and my wife. She was like, you a Christian counselor? But through a whole set of circumstances, I ended up changing course. And I went back to school, earned my master's of counseling degree from a counseling school, seminary. And after 4 years of doing that and working full-time at a church, God put me in a church, a great church. I ended up graduating and ended up going on down to Safe Harbor Christian Counseling in Maryland. Worked down there, Eric Sundquist, the national director, who is an awesome guy, entrepreneur. He has a real heart for God. He's the one that gave me my start. He believed in me. He allowed me to work in their practice. Worked there for like 2 years, and I brought the practice back to Connecticut at that point. Yeah. I asked him, hey, can I start one in Connecticut? And so we explored that, and he came up with me. We did pastor breakfasts and lunches, introduced our practice to different churches, and it was a fantastic experience.
Amen. And Eric's the founder.
He is the founder,
right?
Yes.
1996 in Maryland.
That's right. That's
Praise
right.
God.
Yeah.
So your story coming to Safe Harbor, let's talk about Safe Harbor.
Yeah.
What does it offer? What talk about Safe Harbor. What do you want our listening audience to know about what you have to offer?
Well, Safe Harbor Christian Counseling is a counseling practice that really is there for the body of Christ. It's to serve God's people. All of the people that work in my practice are Christians. They are followers of Jesus Christ, and they are people that take their faith seriously. And we want to be able to support the people of faith in Connecticut. And what we do is clinical counseling. So all of the people that work at Safe Harbor have a minimum master's degree in counseling, so they're clinically trained, and they do come from perhaps different modalities of counseling, but they also have a deep personal relationship with God through Jesus Christ. So we're able to support people's faith. We can pray with them if necessary, if needed. I tend to pray at every session with my clients. They tend to like that, and I do offer that. And we help people through life in general. There's people go through many different struggles in life. You know, we deal with different issues such as depression and anxiety, and many people are lonely, especially after COVID. So you see an uptick of those type of things in people's lives. And we kind of walk with them through that. We want to be able to help them to heal. Right. And to live better lives, live the lives that God has for them. So that's really our approach.
Norma, how long have you been with Safe Harbor now?
Not very long. This
not
is
very
a
long.
Very new
no.
experience.
Wow.
I actually, I retired fairly recently from the position that I had for quite a number of years. And it was meant to coincide with starting with Safe Harbor. So I am new to this. But, you know, I've been in the counseling field for a very long time, and right. I've been a Christian for a very long time. So it seems like a real natural progression, and one I'm so excited to make at this point in time.
Really, we're so happy to have you.
Thank
we really
you.
Are. She's
thank
awesome.
You.
Norma Kerwin, clinical therapist. Now, you do teletherapy.
We do, yes. Mm-hmm. It's Zoom therapy. It's HIPAA compliant. It's all confidential. It's convenient, especially if you live in a part of the state of Connecticut that you may not have access to counseling, as long as you have an internet connection. It's really a very convenient thing to do, yeah.
And this all started pretty much because of COVID. COVID kind of launched that
yeah,
whole...
Yeah, it really did, yeah.
People really want it now because most people have experienced it. Not everyone.
Right.
But many people really want the...
The yeah, access, the, easy the access.
Access,
and
yes.
You know, they can make an appointment with us. They can, we can be somewhat flexible at times because we get on Zoom video, you know, and so it's a lot easier if someone needs to come on in. They don't need to drive to an office somewhere and get into traffic or try to find babysitters. We see people in, you know, the most interesting places, people on their laptops, people on their cell phones, I see some people in their cars, you know, so it's very convenient.
Yeah. You know, and as believers, it makes you feel a little more comfortable and at home.
Yeah.
As a Christ follower.
Yes.
If you feel you need counseling, to go to a Christian counselor.
Yeah.
As opposed to a someone of the world, a secular, you know.
Yeah.
So I thank God that you exist. And I
go
even back to myself. Just not long ago, I went to my pastor asking him, Pastor, do you happen to know any Christian dentists?
Okay.
And, you know, I'm looking for Christian doctors, dentists, someone that I feel comfortable. It's like your brother,
yes.
You know.
Yes.
And so I'm always on the lookout for Christ-centered services.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People who are Christ. Who are in Christ. You feel better, more at home.
That's right.
So
that's
I thank
right.
God for you guys.
Yeah, we have a good team of clinical therapists on staff. They do a combination. Some do in-person, some do teletherapy like Zoom, and some do a combination of both. And they're all, like I said, all Christians, and they're clinical therapists. So they deal with many different issues that people do tend to struggle with in life.
And you have locations all over the place,
we
right?
do. Yeah, we have we are out of churches primarily. There's one in Brantford, one in Cheshire, one in Woodbridge, and in Easton, Connecticut, where I'm out of. And I do, like I said, it's a good combination. A lot of people that do see us through churches, and people find us on the internet or word of mouth. So we're just pleased to serve everyone throughout the state of Connecticut.
If someone want to reach out to you, how can they?
They can call our main number, which is based in Maryland, in Bel Air, Maryland, which is 800-305-2089. Or they can go online to our website, which is safeharborct.com. And they can see the bios of all of our therapists, our counselors. And they can call that number there. But they can see our statement of faith and who we are and what we provide, the kind of services we provide. But it's all there for them to see, so if they're interested.
Amen. Well, Norma, welcome to Safe Harbor.
Thank you so much. I'm delighted to be here.
Praise God. Any closing remarks from the heart you'd like to convey, any of you, to our listening audience?
Well, I would just say that if you are struggling in life and you may not be able to have anyone to talk to, perhaps someone that you want to have a confidential relationship that they can actually help you with, we are definitely here for them. We can actually walk with them through those things. And we want them to know that it's a safe environment, and we are here just a phone call away.
Amen. Well, thank you for joining us and sharing with us. They are Rob Hutter, licensed professional counselor, and Norma Kerwin, clinical therapist of Safe Harbor Christian Counseling. God bless you.
Thank you, Jerry.
Keep fighting the good fight of faith, and keep doing what you're doing. We appreciate what you do.
Okay. Thank you
for
thank
having us.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for coming. God bless you. 8:28 the time, Christ Center Commercial Free Radio, 104.9 FM WIHS.